Role of TUSC: the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, an electoral alliance of trade unionists, community campaigners and socialists co-founded by the late Bob Crow, the Socialist Party, and others, was set up in 2010. The RMT Transport Workers Union has been officially represented on the TUSC Steering Committee since 2012. The resolution agreed at that year's RMT Annual General Meeting, which established the union's formal participation within TUSC, supported the coalition as potentially providing a nucleus within the trade unions for the hard long-term task of rebuilding political representation for working-class people and communities. TUSC was never presented as being a mass electoral alternative to Blairite Labour politicians, certainly not as its finished expression, or as a substitute for the trade unions establishing a new workers' party. The 375,000 votes won by TUSC candidates since its foundation, in some cases forced right-wing Labour candidates to look over their left shoulder. But they have been only a modest hint of what could be achieved, if even just the left-led unions took a serious lead. For the Socialist Party, the significance of TUSC lay in its potential as a catalyst in the unions, both in the structures and below, for the idea of working-class political representation. And in fact, TUSC saw a greater level of trade union leadership and involvement than any other left of Labour electoral formation, involving at various times not only the RMT, but leading officials from the PCS Civil Servants Union, the National Union of Teachers, the Fire Brigades Union, and the Prison Officers Association. TUSC's other great strength is its federal character, with agreed core election policies, but with participating organizations, including the Socialist Party, retaining the freedom to campaign independently, a united front, marching separately but striking together at the ballot box. A number of anti-cuts rebel Labour councillors were also attracted to TUSC on this basis. Corbyn's unanticipated Labour leadership victory in 2015 changed the situation from the time of TUSC's formation. But now the situation has changed again, and the question of how to push forward the struggle for working-class representation on a socialist programme is starkly posed. Whether or not TUSC can be relaunched on the same basis as it existed prior to its suspension of electoral activity in 2018, the TUSC model remains as an example of how that struggle can be conducted.